Hey friends, it's Pastor Chris. It's good to see you again. I'm so glad you joined us today. Let's take some time. Let's worship God. Let's sing and praise His name.
Funny dances, my messy hair, my silly faces, my goofy grin, my funny dances. I've got a friend, in Jesus. He loves everything about me. I've got a friend, in Jesus. He loves everything about me. When I get scared, you make me brave. My friend, forever. When I get scared, you make me braver. You are my friend, forever. Oh, I've got a friend, in Jesus. He loves everything about me. I've got a friend, in Jesus. He loves everything about me. Yeah.
All right. Your head is. What about your shoulders? Can you point to your knees and your toes? Awesome, let's do it together.
My head and shoulders, knees and toes. He loves everything about me. My eyes and ears and mouth and nose. He loves everything about me. My head and shoulders, knees and toes. He loves everything about me. My eyes and ears and mouth and nose. He loves everything about me.
Everybody say,
Jesus, he loves everything about me.
Oh,
I've got a friend, in Jesus. He loves everything about me. Let's
Ooh, as we get ready for our story today, let's make sure we have our pay attention eyes. Woo! Yeah, these were good. Hey, friends. All right, let's make sure we put our listening ears on and click them in place. All right, and let's get ready with our lips so that we can listen and not have them moving. Let's zip. Ready? Zip. A lock and button. All right, let's talk to God. Hey, God, thanks for being with us today. You have so much awesome stuff to tell us. Help us to listen and help us to be able to do what you ask us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, in this part of the Big God story, Jesus was getting ready to show the world how they could know God and how they could know him. He was going to invite all the people of the world to follow him. Oh, I got something in the mail today. Let me get it and I'll... I don't know if you can read this, but it says, you're invited. Has anybody ever gotten an invitation to a birthday party or maybe over to somebody's house for Christmas or a pool party or something like that? Anybody done that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes invitations are sent out to let you know what's going on. Well, the invitation that Jesus was sending out wasn't for a party or something that would happen one time and be over. Jesus was inviting the world to know him forever and ever and ever. So, soon after Jesus finished his time in the desert, he walked into town. John the Baptist was with some of his friends, and he saw Jesus. John had told his friends all about Jesus, so when they saw him, they were super excited. Can you give me an excited face? Yeah! When the men heard John's words, they began to follow Jesus. So, why do you think, friends, that they decided to follow Jesus? Okay, those are some good thoughts. They had heard about the Savior that God had promised from God's word and from their teachers. And when they finally realized Jesus was here, they couldn't wait to meet and couldn't wait to know him. It was so cool. So Jesus turned to the men, and he saw them and he said, what do you want? And they asked, teacher, where are you staying? Jesus replied, come and you will see. So what did Jesus say to the men? What did I just do? That's right, come and you will see. So he invited them to follow him. Now, this just wasn't any invitation. Jesus, the one true God, had invited them to spend time with him and know him forever and ever. So what do you think they did? That's right. They followed him right then and accepted his invitation and chose to follow him and know him. So friends, you see, the invitation Jesus gave wasn't to a party that would end at some point in time. He invited them so that they would know him, follow him, and be with God forever and ever. And you know what? One of the men who decided to follow Jesus was named Andrew. And the moment when he found out where Jesus lived, he went as fast as he could to get his brother Simon. And he said, Simon, we found the Messiah. And so he knew Simon would want to meet him for himself. And so he took his brother right back to Jesus. And then they spent the rest of the day with Jesus. Wow. So then, you know what happened next? Jesus decided to leave for the town of Galilee. Ooh, that's kind of a fun word. Let's say that together. Galilee. You try it. Galilee. Yeah. You got it. And so when Jesus got there, he found a man named Philip. Ooh, I have a son named Philip. But this Philip in the Bible, Jesus said to him, follow me. So friends, what do you think Philip did? That's right. He chose to accept Jesus' invitation and he followed him. Philip was super excited and he went and found his friend Nathaniel. Any Nates out there? Okay, cool. Found Nathaniel and told him, we found the one. We found Jesus, the one that Moses had wrote about in the law, whom the prophets wrote about. Jesus, the son of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Wow. So, what do you think Philip did? That's right. He invited Nathaniel to meet Jesus for himself. He said, come and see. And so what do you think Nathaniel did? That's right. He accepted the invitation and went with Philip to meet Jesus. Jesus saw Nathaniel as he was coming to meet him and said, here truly is an Israelite. How do you know me, Nathaniel asked. Did Nathaniel know Jesus yet? No, not yet. But Jesus is God, and he knew Nathaniel even before Nathaniel knew he was. Wow. Now, Jesus was inviting Nathaniel to know what God was really like. So what do you think Nathaniel decided to do? That's right. He accepted Jesus's invitation. He chose to follow Jesus, and he got to learn about and know the one true God. Friends, Jesus invited these men to come and see these things, and he wanted to show them about God, and he wanted to know them to know him because he is God. Jesus ended up choosing 12 men to be his apostles, his special followers. And many of these guys, they were fishermen, but as soon as they got the invitation to follow Jesus, they left their fishing nets and all their supplies behind to follow the one true God. They knew he was important. They knew he was special. And as they followed Jesus, they got to see him, Jesus, do amazing and awesome and miraculous things. And you know what? Just as Jesus invited the disciples to follow them, he invites you and he invites me to follow and know him too. Now, will Jesus send an invitation in the mail? Something like this? No, probably not. But God has given us the invitation to follow him in his word, the Bible. See, in the Bible, Jesus tells us that when we see him and know all that he has done, we're seeing God. And when we choose to follow Jesus, we get to know God. Jesus invites us, you and me, to follow him. Did you know God made you? And he already knows about you. He knows who you are. He knows everything about you. He knows the color of your eyes. He knows how many hair you have on your head. I have some extra hair right here on my whiskers. Yeah. God knows all that. He knows exactly how many there are. He knows the things that make you happy, the things that make you sad. And God loves you and wants you to know him too. And because of Jesus and what he did, you can know God too. Awesome. So when you get to know Jesus, you get to know God. Everything you know about Jesus, about true God, is true about God because Jesus is God. So today, we're going to have a chance to praise God with our words. So whenever you're ready, you can stand up right where you're at and tell God the things you know that are true about him. You can say it out loud if you want, or you can say it using your inside voice, or you can just whisper it, or maybe you just want to think it. That's fine. God can hear you either way. So on the count of three, think of something that you know true to be about God. All right. On the count of three, I want you to say it together. All right. One, two, three. Oh, yes, God is awesome. So, remember, today Jesus invites us to follow him, and he's the best leader, and he will always lead us into the light and lead us to what is right. So don't forget that this week, friends.
Someone to show the way, each hour, minute.
Let's hold out your hands for a blessing today. May you hear God's voice this week and follow Him with all your heart. Bye, friends. Have a great week following God.